plunging into the third hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We start right in by going to your phone calls. Ziggy is on the line in the UK, across the pond. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
USA are going down, going down, going down. USA are going down, going down, going down.
You know, okay. He's talking about soccer, right?
Oh, I thought he was talking about the United States of America federal
they
government.
They don't call it soccer. They call it football, am I right? Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, we don't call it soccer.
Is that what you're referring to?
The World Cup draw happened yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the USA, the first game they drew was against England.
That's correct.
Now,
hold
on
a second. Is this the big round ball that they throw through the net or the smaller ball that's pointing on both ends?
The smaller ball pointing at both ends is rugby, and American football is rugby for wimps.
I just like to do that when people start talking about sports, and then they usually shut up. But
I find sports to be so silly. But yeah, I mean, so you wanted to brag about your sports team, nationalistic sports teams?
No. In fact, quite the opposite. I was taking the mic. In fact, I actually any time England are involved in any international competition, such as the World Cup or the European Championships, I kind of like England to go out quite early because, boy, do people get jingoistic and jingo-nationalistic. And that really is a brooding, attitude, which is really nasty. And particularly as I am actually not English, it can be very uncomfortable. In fact, next summer I'm going back to South Africa to escape it, ironically.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The thing is, this country recently, it's become, more and more uncomfortable for people, who aren't, ethnically British. Mm. I'm going back to South Africa, which, of course, is infamous for apartheid, but now, celebrates itself as the Rainbow Nation. I mean, the country accepts that, there are different, types of people, living there. And, for instance, there's 9 different, official languages.
That's pretty good. Now, Ziggy, would you say that South Africa is more free than the United Kingdom?
In some respects. I mean, you can own a gun there.
Hey, there you go.
And, there's no seatbelt laws. And
In what ways is it not?
Sorry?
In what ways? You've named a couple where it is more free. In what ways is it not?
Though South Africa have a smaller population than Britain, it has a far bigger police force, and they are far more armed and far more trigger-happy.
Interesting.
You are talking about a country which is technically still a developing country, though I do think that's rather patronizing, considering that South Africa is the richest country in Africa.
Well, very good. I wish you the best of luck on your travels. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, as Mark told you about the beer which got banned here.
No.
You say I didn't tell you. I told you a show prep a couple of times.
I don't know.
Well,
what happened?
He never pays attention to me. Go ahead, Ziggy. Tell him the story.
Yeah, I'm sure you can dig the story out to check what I'm saying, but basically, a beer was banned because, according to the people who regulate the way alcohol is marketed, it encouraged excessive drinking. But there's a clincher. They followed up this beer with another beer, which was like a really piss weak lager called Nanny State.
Yeah,
so at least these guys have got a sense of humor.
Thanks, Ziggy, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
It's kind of like the Manchester Brewing Company's over-regulated ale. They put that out because, in fact, there was so much trouble over just the label. They wouldn't let them make the label they wanted, so they just changed it to called it over-regulated ale and just printed it right on there.
Yeah, I've heard some of their stories about what they've had to go through at Manchester Brewing, ManchesterBrewing.com, one of our sponsors, what they've had to go through just to get these beers on the market, the insane micromanaging of the content of graphics. Okay. When you look at a beer and you see the government warning, and then there's all this kind of mandated text, everybody kind of expects that that's part of the regulations, and it certainly is. But you don't expect to find out that having the American flag in put in some sort of critical manner on the label is going to be prohibited, or all this other minor piddly crap.
That's all like First Amendment issues right there.
You don't have any First Amendment when you're making beer.
Right. When you've applied for a license, right. You don't have any rights anymore.
Right. Once you decide to go into business, that's it.
If you want to earn money, then you have to
exactly.
get up your rights.
More businesses.
If you want to survive in a world where you have to have money to survive, then you have to give up your rights.
Let's go to Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, gentlemen, Ian, Dale, and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
I'd like to discuss corporate welfare at its worst, and I'm going to give you a classic example, a concrete example. You're familiar with the New England Patriots, of course.
Sure.
And you're familiar with Robert Kraft, who owns them, correct?
No, I'm not.
You're not? You never heard of Robert Kraft, who owns the New England Patriots?
I don't pay any attention to football or any other sports, for that matter.
I don't blame you. I hate it, too. But let me explain. This is welfare, what's wrong with America. To make a long story short, gentlemen, $9 million was earmarked for stimulus money to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts for roads and schools and bridges, what have you. And to make a long story short, the $9 million is going to be built for a pedestrian bridge at Foxborough Stadium, which Robert Kraft owns. Kraft is a billionaire, can easily afford the bridge, but he says, oh, no, you Massachusetts, you can pay for it.
Yep.
So he's shirking his responsibility, and the man's a billionaire.
And the
reason why I'm bringing this up is this is just another example of how rotten and ruthless and greedy big business is, and that money could be used for like I said, for hospitals and roads and schools in the Commonwealth and Massachusetts, and this Kraft is a billionaire, and he should pay for it. He should pay for the whole $9 million. But he's not going to.
Question, Scott, did he pay for the stadium? Because in many places,
he may not have
government
that.
People, the taxpayers pay for the stadium.
I believe you're right. I believe that he's a very sharp businessman. To answer your question, I believe that as far as I know, the people of Massachusetts and the state of Massachusetts gave him a sweetheart deal, mm-hmm. all kinds of incentives to put it in. And I hate sports as much as you do, but I'm bringing this up because...
I don't hate sports. I just don't care about them.
Yeah,
well, it used to be a sport. Now it's nothing more than a business.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing this up because this shows you how rotten business is, where he should pay for the bridge, and this could be used for schools and hospitals.
Well, you know, it's cheaper to lobby for tax funding than it is to just pay for something. If you lobby the right people, you can just get someone else to pay for it. I remember this guy, he kind of said it jokingly, but he was half serious. There was some stadium that someone was lobbying to get it paid for, and I can't remember who it was, and I don't want to say any names because it could be wrong. But some super wealthy guy lobbying to get a stadium built on tax money. And lobbying and explaining, doing research and showing how it's going to benefit all the local businesses and everything,
mm-hmm.
which is really very sketchy to begin with. And he said something like, half jokingly, he's rich. He's rich. He shouldn't have to pay for it.
Can I make one more comment?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
You've been very fair to me. Just to speak very briefly about Afghanistan. That disturbs me very much. I agree with you. In the past, I've listened to your broadcast. This is just another example of Uncle Sam wanting to exert his power and his power and prestige in the world. Let's be honest. We want the oil. We want the resources. Our men, our young boys are being killed left and right. 5,000 dead soldiers, 37, I think it's 38,000 seriously wounded. $3 trillion. Think of that. $3 trillion for Iraq and Afghanistan. We have nothing to show for it. We're not any safer. It's bankrupted this nation, literally bankrupted the United States, and a lot of it has to do with our very close allegiance with Israel, alliance with Israel and the Zionists. And I say we need to get the hell out of Iraq. We need to get the hell out of Afghanistan, get the hell out of Pakistan, get the hell out of the Middle East. And if these politicians want to fight so badly. Let them send their sons to fight in the war.
There you go. Thank you, Scott, for the call. Appreciate it at 800-259-9231.
I don't think the politician's sons should have to fight. I think the politicians should go ahead and fight each other.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, let's
give them long, sharp knives and let them go at each other.
Continue here, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills it has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Now you can bring up anything. Tonight is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, listen lines. It's all free for you. Listen.freetalklive.com gets you to them for free.
At Manchester Brewing, prayer warriors are standing by 24/7, ready to intercede with you and Lord Elvis on your behalf. ManchesterBrewing.com.
Good stuff. All right, let's continue here. I actually wanted to continue, and just since I have a few of these stories, get them all out there tonight, or at least get this other one. I've got two. Get the other one out here about the sex offenders. And in the beginning of the show, in case you were not tuned in at that time, we talked about a story out of Georgia, Marietta, Georgia, where all across Georgia there are laws that prevent sex offenders from going into within a 1,000-foot radius or 1,000-foot radius from any school, park, or church. They cannot live in that area, they cannot loiter in that area, and they cannot work in those areas. And so what that does is it pushes them all out into, you know, the outskirts of town, basically, or into very, very small zones where they are actually allowed to find the jobs or find housing, presuming the housing is available, presuming the jobs are available, which in many cases they're not. And certainly in the case of people that are down on their luck financially, it's impossible to find somewhere to live for these people. So in the case of that story, it was about guys living out in the woods in a little tent city full of sex offenders, so-called. So, but what happens when one of them is actively trying to, you know, better himself? What happens when one of them is trying to reintegrate himself back into the community? How does one go about doing that if you're not allowed to go to things like churches? Now, I'm not necessarily a huge fan of churches necessarily, but in many cases, they are good places for people that need help to get it.
Yeah.
In many cases, churches are full of, some churches, full of compassionate people that are willing to reach out to people that are in need and give them some assistance. So here's a story out of North Carolina over the Associated Press, Raleigh. Convicted sex offender James Nichols said he was trying to better himself by going to church. But the police who arrested him explained that the church is off limits because it has a daycare center. So now the rules are different in every state. Georgia, you just cannot go near a church. In the case of North Carolina, if it's got a daycare center, apparently you can't go near that particular church.
Well, you probably can't go near daycare centers, and so therefore, you know, since it has a daycare center.
So Nichols is actually challenging North Carolina's sex offender laws in a case that pits the constitutional right to religious freedom against the state's goal of protecting the public from child molesters. Nichols, 31-year-old, who was twice convicted of indecent liberties with a teenage girl, and again in 2003 for attempted second-degree rape, says, "I just started asking the question, why? Why am I being treated this way after trying to better myself? The law gives you no room to do so." Hmm. At issue in Nichols' case and a similar one in Georgia are daycare centers and youth programs and houses of worship where sex offenders can come into proximity with children. And sex offender advocates agree that some convicts should not be allowed around children, but they contend barring all offenders denies them the support that they need to become productive citizens. According to the policy director for the Southern Center for Human Rights, she says criminalizing the practice of religion for everyone on the registry will do more harm than good. With these laws, states are driving people on the registry from their faith community and depriving them of the rehabilitative influence of the church. And you look at this guy's case. He had been convicted of indecent liberties with a teenage girl.
Well, then it was a second-degree rape after that.
Right, but they're not saying that he's molesting kids at a daycare center or kids that would be at a daycare center, and that's what their excuse is. Well, there's a daycare center at the church, so you can't be there. But I was involved with a teenage girl. Doesn't matter. Sex offenders are all the same. You know, that's what the law is basically saying here. 36 states, by the way, establish zones where sex offenders, this is the number we were looking for earlier, zones where sex offenders cannot live or visit. Some states provide exemptions for churches, but many of them do not. In December, North Carolina state legislators barred sex offenders from coming within 300 feet of any place intended primarily for the use, care, or supervision of minors. Now, 300 feet isn't really a lot. 300 feet is well within viewing distance of any of the place that they're not supposed to be. 3 months later, Nichols was arrested at his home after attending Sunday services. He said he was floored to learn that he had been picked up because Moncure Baptist Church has a child care center for families attending services. He says, "I believe wholeheartedly if it wasn't for God, I don't know where I'd be today. God's blessed me with learning how to live a better life." This guy sounds like he is interested in moving on, moving beyond his past. In Georgia, the Southern Center for Human Rights sued the state in part because the law there prevents offenders from volunteering in places of worship. The lawsuit brought on behalf of Georgia's 16,000-plus registered sex offenders is currently pending in federal court. So I hope it works out for those guys, because it's absolutely awful what is being done to them. It's awful how they are being persecuted.
It's foolish. I have a difficult time, feeling bad for some of the guys in this classification of sex offender. However, I don't think that the way that they're being treated by and large by the judicial system after their release really is beneficial to them not reoffending. I mean, if this guy isn't allowed to go to church, what's that going to make him feel like the society in general feels about him? And what is his motivation for not going and doing it again?
Jonathan Turley, law professor at George Washington University, said preventing offenders from attending religious services is another in a series of increasingly unforgiving laws adopted across the country. Some of the laws have pushed offenders out of homes and entire communities. Turley said that the case is part of a much larger group of cases dealing with the expansive sex offender laws. The state cannot sentence someone to a life of being an agnostic or an atheist without violating the Constitution. Some question as to whether the restrictive laws will lead to more crime. According to the legal researcher of Human Rights Watch, it's not clear that there's any public safety purpose to these laws. They continue to ostracize previous sex offenders in a way that could be dangerous in the end. If they can successfully transition to the community to include going to church, they're less likely to reoffend.
Duh.
Some lawmakers say offenders such as Nichols should blame themselves for breaking the law in the first place. State Senator David Hoyle, the Democrat who sponsored the North Carolina bill, said, "I'm not denying him the right to go to church. He denied himself the right that."
Or justifications.
He denied himself that.
Justifications.
"If they are a convicted pedophile, they have given up a lot of their rights."
And he's not. This is not a pedophile.
No,
either.
He's not.
There's a term for it, actually. I think it's called a pederast, which is a term of...
No, it's a pedophile.
Oh, what's that?
A pedophile is somebody who likes teenagers.
Oh, I heard the term pederast somewhere.
Pederast is a pedophile. Yeah, just an old
term.
Oh, it
is.
Pedophile, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was the term
for like being attracted to like young adults, really young adults, teenagers.
Nope. Church leaders feel caught between leading houses of worship where broken people can seek help and preventing criminals from exploiting a place of trust. Joseph Green, the pastor of that church where the man was attending, reached out to him while at the same time assuaging the concerns of his parishioners. He said, "I told him as long as he's honest with me, then we're willing to embrace him and help him focus and get his life back on track." 800-259-9231. Most church members were welcoming, according to the story here. You can bring up whatever you want, but it doesn't matter what the church members want. He can't be there because the law said so. Brilliant. 800-259-9231. Your comments on this or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's ORGANICA seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm at adding Start Page to my browser.
Right. Go to startpage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenylcarvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free on the site, so enjoy those on us, including our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking for gold and silver to as a hedge against inflation or perhaps an investment, because it is going up and up, I've tried to make it as easy as I can for people that don't know everything about collecting gold and silver coins at gold.freetalklive.com. I put some coins up there that, you know, they'll allow you to get gold and silver in your hands, but you don't have to know anything about collecting coins. They're just really for the value of the metal in them. So go to gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want. It is Keith in New Hampshire on the Amp Line. Hey, Keith, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm concerned about the sex offender stuff.
All right, what about
it? Is there any way if we can find out if there's any sex offenders near us? Because I'm kind of concerned.
Are you afraid that someone's going to offend against your sex or something?
Maybe he wants to be offended against. Keith?
No, seriously, do you know of any resources, guys? Because I know you're the answer guy since you have a talk radio.
Well, we don't. Just because we have microphones doesn't mean we know much of anything. But you could always go to startpage.com and look for sex offenders in New Hampshire, and you'll probably find one of those websites that'll...
Look for a sex offender registry or something.
Yeah, you'll probably find one of those websites that'll allow you to pull that info up.
And then you can go TP their houses or something.
I wouldn't
recommend
that.
Oh, well, that would be rude.
Yeah.
What do you think about
this? I'm joking.
This idea?
I don't suggest that.
What about a murder registry? So, like, everyone in New Hampshire that's ever, you know, been convicted of murder, they're on a registry, too.
You know, I'd be surprised if that hasn't been proposed anywhere, really.
You know what you bring up. What you bring up is an issue that is, it's kind of interesting because clearly being on a registry is it's like a punishment. And many of the people who have committed these crimes were not sentenced to be on this registry, and the registry wasn't around at the time of their sentencing. So if say you committed a sex crime or in this case a murder in 1988, and then they decided to bring out this registry, they just trotted on out. Isn't that a punishment? Well, that and if so, then isn't it ex post facto because, well, you weren't convicted? That wasn't part of part of the conviction that that you were supposed to deal with.
Yep.
Yeah, but when you're a sex offender, you lose your rights, right?
Yeah, everybody loses their rights, right? When they get convicted of something. That's the idea.
Okay, so I have another quick question to change topic real quick, if I'm allowed.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been trying this beer called Manchester Brewing, or that's the company that makes the beer, ManchesterBrewing.com, and I was wondering, they have so many interesting flavors. If I don't really want to try them all to figure out which is the best flavor. So can Mark tell me what his favorite flavor is?
My favorite flavor is John Thomas Red.
There you go.
Mine too.
I don't have a favorite. They're all good from what I can tell. Thank you, because I don't really know much about beer. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Huh? No, I don't. I mean, it all tastes... I can tell there's a difference between them, but if I have one night and another the next night, I mean, they all taste like beer.
I'm just laughing at his shameless plug. It was cool.
It is good beer.
It is good beer.
All right, so we can continue here at 800-259-9231. Now, here's a question for you. Since we've been talking off and on all night about this sex offender issue, and that sex offenders that harm people, we're just specifically talking about the ones that actually do real harm to people like children or raping women or raping whoever, those guys are kind of, well, they have it hanging over their heads for the rest of their lives. What about when a cop harms a child? What happens to him?
Well, I would suspect that generally police are not not subject to the same level of punishment as the rest of us.
According to William Grigg over at LouRockwell.com, the blog, the LRC blog there, Will Grigg says that we followed all our policies and procedures, and that's a quote. Whenever a police official utters some variation on that phrase, we can safely assume that he's defending an act of potentially lethal violence by one of his subordinates that normal people would regard as excessive and potentially criminal. Because that's what they always say. Whenever some cop gets busted for doing something naughty, they usually, 99% of the time, will exonerate him completely and act as though that they did nothing wrong. Yeah, recently, a couple days ago, on the December the 2nd, that phrase emerged from the tax-devouring skull cave of Captain Jeff Teschner, head of patrol for the Pueblo County Sheriff's Department, in an effort to justify the use of a taser on an out-of-control 10-year-old boy. Now, don't be confused. There was another story we talked about recently on this show that had to do with a young 10-year-old being tased. Not the same story. I think that was a girl, the last one we talked about, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Deputies Mark Myers and Randy Mondragon were dispatched to the home of Daniel Bibby, the child's foster parent, after Bibby requested help to deal with the rampaging child. In addition to damaging property, the boy had reportedly threatened his foster father with a pipe and stick. When the police arrived, the boy quite sensibly fled from the armed strangers. Arming himself with a 2-foot-long pipe, the child took refuge in a confined space between a camper trailer, pontoon boat, and a fence. This created a potential hazard for the heroes in blue, Captain Teschner explained. They couldn't get close enough to deploy pepper spray without putting themselves in danger. Doesn't danger come with the job? Isn't it true that peace officers used to be able to deal with misbehaving 10-year-olds without using weapons on them? Didn't they? Or are we all just fantasizing about the halcyon days of the past where the other...
They get to have... both ends, they get to have their pie and eat it too. They get to be heroes who are constantly putting themselves at risk for the sake of others, and at the same time they're always looking after number one.
Right.
And you hear it all the time, they're constantly concerned for their personal safety. What about the safety of the child in this case, or the safety of whoever is out there who is not yet, even if you think they're criminal, you have to assume they're innocent, right? Until they're proven guilty. So all these innocent people out there that they're supposed to be protecting, they're not treating them. They're treating them Like, you know, their concern seems to be with their personal safety first, and it shouldn't be if they're these big heroes that they're supposed to be.
Story after story, Columbine is one of the most notable ones where the police are called to a dangerous situation, and the first thing they do is set up all of their police stuff, and they, you know, make sure they got everything all safe for the officers, safe to the maximum extent, before they actually go in and attempt to rescue anybody that might actually be in significant danger. You can see it in case after case, whether it's a school shooting or some other hostage situation or something like that, the cops take their, they really just take their sweet time to do anything significant. In any case, Deputy Myers deployed the taser at the boy. That is to say, he shot him with a reliably deadly weapon, causing him to drop the pipe. The child was then arrested and booked into a local juvenile detention facility on suspicion of menacing with a deadly weapon. In the world inhabited by the armed tax feeders and the media creatures who retail their self-serving prattle, a small pipe in the hands of a frightened 10-year-old is a deadly weapon. But a portable electroshock torture device in the hands of a fully grown male is what? Well, it's an instrument of gentle persuasion, right? 800-259-9231. Of course, nothing will happen to said police officer.
Well, didn't this work the way it was supposed to work?
What do you mean?
The kid's not dead. He's not injured. He, you know, he's been taken off to the juvenile detention center, and
this time,
the pipe has been extracted.
Right, this time he's not dead. I mean, do you feel like that was appropriate, Mark?
It does kill people sometimes. Is that necessary to risk the life of that 10-year-old for the, you know, rather than maybe just try and rest the pipe away from a 10-year-old kid? It's not.
I guess I wasn't there.
You've got two fully grown cops and a 10-year-old boy.
It seems like it was a tight circumstance. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there. I guess I was expecting more from this story.
I mean, how about maybe persuasion instead of, you know, maybe offer him some cake or something like that.
That might
know?
Have been, you know, a place to start.
Sure. Right. And they think they're a pedophile.
I don't know how quickly they
the kid
deployed
some candy.
Right. Yeah. Well, it works for a reason, right? I've got a lost puppy. Help me out. But yeah, they don't think about that stuff. I mean, the cops aren't trained to think in those manner, in those ways. The cops are trained to escalate a situation and to get the perp or the suspect under control, damn it. We're not going to persuade this kid. We've got weapons, and we're completely immune from using them. So let's deploy some tasers, shall we? You can bring up anything even in the remaining moments of the show at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is your show to take control of if you want it. 800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yeahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yeahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do it is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a cut of your purchase. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. Same great Amazon prices and deals. It's just that we're getting a percentage of their profits when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. To Dave in South Carolina we go. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Dale.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, sir. Dave, we're doing great.
I wanted to say something about the sex offender thing. I think something that's a little bit different is don't they usually reoffend like 80% of the time or something like that?
You know, I've heard what you're talking about before. However, when I've looked at the data from departments of corrections, all I've been able to do is get broad categories like, you know, theft, robbery, murder, sex offenses, and in fact, sex offenses are somewhere around the middle of the scale as far as who reoffends.
Okay.
And, now, take into consideration, we are including people that are caught peeing behind trees. We are including people that are having sex with somebody who's under the age, who may be relatively close to their age too. So I don't have data on, in fact, you know, the guy that you're really thinking of, that real sex predator, which I right. believe is more like 1 in 4 or 1 in 3 of people that are called sex offenders.
I don't have data that I can point to either, and I actually will try to find it because I remember there was quite an involved discussion on a forum about this. There was a local group in New Hampshire looking to try and update some of these really archaic, these barbaric laws that are keeping people from being able to find a place to live and things like that. And my understanding from that was that the data is actually it's quite the opposite, that in fact there isn't a very high recidivism rate. That's I hear that a lot. It's one of those things that just becomes a meme that there's a very high recidivism rate for sex offenders. And in fact, but I'm highly doubtful. I'm going to try and find out where the data came from but I know that there was a discussion where it was presented that in fact that is not the case.
I think it's the perception, so that's probably why you have a lot of folks that really don't care what happened to them when they get out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they may want to keep them away from daycares and churches and other things you guys were talking about. So just something to think about.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that people don't care.
I think it's a reason to keep them in if that's the case, because you can't. The things they're doing aren't protecting anyone, and they're making life unlivable, and they're just it's just a really absurd scenario. And so, okay, if that's the case, then keep them in or do something. Provide homes for them specifically where they have to live if you're going to be really extreme about it. But just all these rules, when in fact leaves them no options, is not reasonable at all.
And
it just goes
to show what happens when you put a bureaucracy in charge of something as important as making sure that our children are safe. You know, then you end up creating more problems.
Well, I have to agree with that. They rarely do anything right. So
no doubt about it, Dave. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. One of the things they can do fairly effectively, though, the government people, that is, besides bomb and kill people, is to turn people against one another. They're pretty good at that, because when the government exists, in general, they're essentially a tool of violence. And this tool of violence is constantly regulating and controlling and creating new rules for people to follow. So inevitably, different groups of people want to take control of that tool so they can force their way upon the rest of the population. So it's pretty good at turning one group of people against another group of people, an individual against individual. And so here's an example of how they're effectively doing that over in the UK. It's a game now, an internet game. CCTV cameras, you've heard of them, right, over mm-hmm. in the UK? They've got millions of them around. Oh, they're all over the place. Well, a new internet game is to be launched, which allows super snooper players to plug into the nation's CCTV cameras and report on members of the public committing crimes. It's fun. The Internet Eye service involves players scouring thousands of CCTV cameras installed in shops, businesses, and town centers across Britain looking for lawbreakers. Players who help catch the most criminals each month will win cash prizes of up to £1,000.
Wow, that's big.
It's pretty piddly, actually, at that £1,000, because it's per month that you have to help catch the most criminals. So I imagine you'd probably have to be watching quite a bit in order to
only investing £12,000 for a lot of labor.
Yeah,
a lot of time spent to try and catch people.
Agreed, but a lot of the people that are going to be spending the most time doing this probably don't have anything better to
do
anyway.
They're busybodies, absolutely. Yeah. The Internet Eye's website will also feature a rogues gallery of the so-called criminals, along with their list of offenses and which Internet user caught them. But so they'll get their props. But civil rights campaigners today condemned the game, which launches in Stratford, wherever the hell, and branded it a snooper's paradise. They claim nosy neighbors could snoop on homeowners putting the wrong rubbish in bins.
Mm.
And even
Abner!
And even motorists guilty of the most minor misdemeanors. Of course they will. But businessmen, isn't that the point? But businessman Tony Morgan, a former restaurant owner, said it'll give local businesses protection against petty criminals and act as a deterrent once Internet Eyes Patrol Here signs are prominently displayed. He'll charge those who use the service, which could eventually include local authorities and even police forces, as well as shop owners, $20 or £20 a week per camera to have their CCTV included on the site, amounting to thousands each year. He said, this could turn out to be the best crime prevention weapon there's ever been. I want to combine the serious business of stopping crime with the incentive of winning money. There are over 4 million CCTV cameras in the UK, and only 1 in 1,000 actually gets watched. Crimes are bound to get missed, but this way, people the cameras will be watched by lots of people, 20, that's a strange sentence, 24 hours a day. It gives people something better to do than watching Big Brother when everyone is asleep. We've had a lot of interest from local businesses, blah, 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 blah. So basically, the way it works is players collect points by watching the cameras, which show CCTV images in real time, and click a button every time they see something suspicious taking place. An SMS or text message along with a still image of the alleged crime is then sent to whoever controls the camera. They can decide whether or not to take action. The camera controller will send a feedback email back to the player indicating whether a crime has taken place. Players are awarded 1 point for spotting a suspected crime and 3 points if they see someone committing an actual crime. Players also lose points.
How long before somebody creates a bot that goes on here and spams out SMS messages to all the people that have these things and makes it to the point that this system's useless?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess they'd have to have access to the database of the users to know how to send out those messages. So that doesn't seem too.
But you have to. I mean, you just get an account. You open up an account, then you're a user, and then you can, click the suspicious button, and then out goes an SMS message.
Oh no. Players will lose points if the camera operator rules that the alert was not a crime.
Yes, but bots can go in and create accounts all
new
over
accounts.
The place.
That's true. The game has been condemned by civil rights campaigners who claim it will encourage people to spy and snitch on each other. And they're damn right it will, because most of the people watching these cameras are not going to see somebody get mugged or get robbed or see any sort of significant crime. They're likely to see somebody littering or doing one of their antisocial behavior things that they have over in Great Britain. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but out in the UK, they have the ASBO laws, where if you're doing things that are considered antisocial, it's considered a criminal thing. And it's a fairly large category as far as things that that are considered antisocial. And I wish I had an example for you of what it might be, but it's kind of what it brings to mind is some of the laws we have over here where kids are in some places prevented from wearing their pants, you know, low on their waist, where they're kind of showing their butt crack, that kind of thing. That might be considered an antisocial behavior law over there. So you'll likely see a lot of people.
Well, I'm all for people getting caught doing crimes that are, things that they like vandalism, littering, things like that. I wish that those laws were more effectively enforced. However, it's the ones that, you know, they're bothering people that aren't hurting somebody else, and I'm sure that there will be a great deal of that. This has potential for good and bad.
Well, the problem is, there's when you decide that you're going to track and monitor and treat everyone like criminals because they might commit a crime, and that's what I have a problem with, and that's the whole notion of putting cameras everywhere and spying on mostly innocent people all the time for some petty little thing. And I think at some point you have to decide how much is it worth giving up freedoms in order to maybe catch someone who's vandalizing or something. And that's what I have a problem with, is just sort of the constant tracking and treating the things you have to do to lots and lots of innocent people who don't deserve it in order to try and catch one criminal.
It sounds like it's going to be a real cash cow for the company if they can actually get businesses to sign on, because they have to have the business sign on and pay them.
Right,
on
these
a
are businesses
basis.
Closed circuit. So this is.
Well, they're looking to get to the cops' cameras.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
But this is going to be a cash cow for them. And of course, is there a guarantee that you'll actually have someone watching, or am I just as a business owner paying this company to have the possibility that someone will be watching the cameras? If no one plays the game, then what good is it? All right, we're out of time. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the finance industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.